most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Nice long 3-day weekend.
Happy belated birthday to DJ Envy.
Oh, thank you.
Happy 47th birthday to DJ Envy.
Kevin Hart actually said 50th, but I'll rock with him. I had a great time in Vegas. I've partied a lot, but this weekend was probably the top tier best weekend ever.
Yeah, all of y'all look tight.
I flew. Now I'm actually good. I flew 10 friends out to Vegas. 10 of my friends out to Vegas, and we just had a great weekend. Shout to French Montana who started the weekend off, who was out in Vegas and said, "Envy, it's your birthday. We're celebrating." I must have had 40 shots with French Montana.
Jesus, so you flew French out?
No. French was out there, but 40 shots with French Montana. Kevin Hart, we had about, I don't even know how many shots.
And it was Heartbeat Weekend.
It was Heartbeat Weekend as well. And then shout to Floyd Mayweather. He threw me a party at his club, at Girl Collection out in Vegas. Amazing. There were so many women with real asses in his club.
It was real? How do you figure they were real?
Well, you could tell the difference between a fake ass and real ass.
Are these strippers, you mean?
Yeah, they were strippers.
I was about to say, like, why were you just looking at random women's asses?
No, it was a strip club.
It was
a strip club called
Did
My
Did you
Girl
spend
Collection.
Any money?
Yeah, I spent a lot.
Because I know Envy doesn't like throwing money.
Actually, I didn't spend money, but
Floyd
my wife
gave
went.
You money.
And my wife spent a lot of money. So she spent a lot of money there. I'm scared to look at my bank account this weekend. I still haven't looked at my bank account.
So that's the thing. The thing is now to go to strip clubs and see who got the real asses now.
No, that's not the thing.
True.
I just
no,
did,
no,
though.
No,
I
but
did
it, I'm going to tell you why that's the thing, because real asses are so rare nowadays because everybody.
In the strip club.
Right.
Everybody's getting, in life, period. Everybody's getting shots and stuff.
No, there's a lot of, most people don't have them in general.
I know that,
You're
but I'm
about
saying.
In the strip club.
A lot do,
strippers.
Though.
A lot do.
A lot, just regular everyday life. You'd be like, damn, where all that come from?
Right.
Just regular girls are getting 20 cc's.
Right. But then Sunday was the pool party. I had my pool party. Amazing. A lot of people came out, showed a lot of love. We sold it out. No artists scheduled, just me. And we just had a great time. And then, of course, Sunday night, I partied with Kevin Hart again and T-Pain and Donnell Rawlins.
Oh, you know what? Somebody sent me some
Chappelle.
Video footage of you this weekend.
Well, I tell you what, man. All them people you name-dropping this morning, signing real industry. Mm. When we have this powerhouse, that whole DJ Envy and Friends thing, them friends better be there. All them friends you naming right now.
Don't worry about it.
All them friends you naming.
Don't worry about it.
I better see some of these people at Powerhouse. They better have that same energy
don't worry
when
about
Powerhouse
it.
Comes around in
that
October and you on that stage
amazing.
Talking about DJ Envy and Friends.
Now, let's talk about an important birthday that happened yesterday was Beyonce's birthday.
Damn, your birthday not important, Envy?
I don't know.
Damn.
Did you hang out with Beyonce?
Yeah, I was actually at Made in America.
Oh, I ain't seen no pictures with
you. Yeah,
I
saw a picture with her and Cardi B.
I
seen
no Angela Yee with Beyonce.
Listen, because I just, as a matter of fact, when they took that picture, I was standing right there, but I'm not going to go over and be like, can I take a picture? That's just, you know, I'm not doing that.
You'll take a picture with the Migos, but not Beyonce?
I'm not doing that.
I saw a picture of you and the Migos. I
seen one with her on Freeway.
You in Freeway, but you're not Beyonce?
And Cardi B.
Come on now.
And Christina Milian, and I took a picture with Angie. I just can't do it. I can't walk up to Beyonce and be like, can I take a picture with you?
So who, you walk up to Christina Milian and have a picture?
Well, actually.
None of this is making sense.
It was me and Angie. We were all sitting sitting right next to each other. You have a picture with Beyonce?
No.
Do you, Envy?
Yes.
All right, post it.
I have a couple, actually.
But that ain't the
right.
point. The point
not
is,
this,
if you somewhere. Right. All I'm saying, I ain't knocking none of these people.
Right.
But if it's the Migos, Christina Milian, Freeway, and Beyonce, who would you want to picture with?
I'm going with Freeway.
We was in Philly. I would love to see one of y'all just walk up to Beyonce at an event and say, hey, can I take a picture with you?
Other people got pictures of me?
I'm not doing that.
All right,
I just
well, let's
can't
get,
do it.
Let's
I'm not violating
cracking.
Somebody. It's Beyonce. It's Beyonce.
Well,
she's got security everywhere.
All right. Well, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Hurricane Irma. As Hurricane Irma strengthens in Florida, they have declared a state of emergency. We'll give you an update on that. And, of course, we'll keep telling you what's going on with Harvey.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, we saw Beyonce taking pictures with Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
Her Beyonce asked her for it.
Shut up, you hear that?
No, she did. I was actually there when they walked up. Jay-Z and Beyonce came to Cardi B to watch her perform. So while she was on stage, they came backstage. That's when all mayhem broke out. Security started acting real crazy.
Yeah, I did see her mom walk up to Cardi, though. Her mom didn't walk up to Cardi. I saw that video.
Yeah, that was Revolt TV was back there.
Well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about all the hurricanes that's going down. Harvey, Irma, all that.
Right, well, we'll give you an update on Harvey. They're saying that death toll from Hurricane Harvey has climbed to at least 60 people now. Problem is that all those huge dumps of water loosened the ground. Trees have fallen. That's accounted for a couple of the deaths that happened, just trees falling on top of cars. There's been power outages. Now, if you're not there, people who have had to evacuate their homes, they are telling people not to come back right now. More than a week after Hurricane Harvey, people are still living in shelters. There's tens of thousands of people living in shelters that are now seeking aid, and thousands of people that still can't return home. They're saying at least 13 toxic waste sites in Texas were flooded or damaged by Hurricane Harvey as well. And Hurricane Irma has strengthened to a Category 4 storm. Now that is perhaps heading to Florida and Puerto Rico now. It's possible. So the governor has declared a state of emergency in all 67 counties in Florida. Now, Governor Rick Scott said, in Florida, we always prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And while the exact path of Irma is not absolutely known at this time, we cannot afford to not be prepared. So they do expect landfall in Anguilla, actually, tomorrow morning, as early as tomorrow morning. So we don't know exactly the path that Hurricane Irma is going to take, but we do know it's potentially going to Florida and Puerto Rico.
Well, salute to all my people in Anguilla. That's one of that top two favorite places of mine on the freaking planet. I mean, other than, you know, home in Mount Corner, South Carolina, but I love Anguilla, so pray for my folks in Anguilla.
Also, St. Martin, too. They said a lot is going to hit there as well, so shout out to the people in St. Martin.
Yeah, they right by each other.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about this Utah nurse.
All right. Well, this nurse in Utah was arrested. Well, she got arrested. She refused to let police officers draw blood from an unconscious crash victim. So they had no warrant. They had nothing. So you can't do that. They actually had body camera video. And Alex Wubbles was not giving in because you just can't do that. It was illegal. Her manager was there telling her, you can't do that. Actually, here's the audio. If you guys haven't had a chance to see this video, she looks scared to death.
Yeah.
I was scared to death. He was aggressive from the beginning. Initially, I had explained to him the three things, that unless the patient was under arrest, I needed to have an electronic warrant, and there was no family, and the patient could not consent for himself. And I said, I'm sorry. And he said, you're not sorry, and got very upset. And that was sort of the thing that triggered, this is not okay.
That's a straight power-tripping punk-ass police officer. That's all ego. The young lady won't do what you tell her to do, so now you got to get aggressive and try to force her to do it.
I'm glad she stood her ground. I think most people would have buckled, but she stood her ground.
According to hospital policy, before getting a blood sample, police have to have a judge's order. Mm-hmm. They have to have the patient's consent, or the patient needed to be under arrest, and none of those things was the case. Now, the Utah police have since apologized to Alex Wubbles. Here's what they said.
I would like to apologize to Alex Wubbles and the staff in the University of Utah Hospital. This is not how law enforcement professionals should act. Alex conducted herself in a very professional manner, did everything she should, and should not have been subjected to arrest for doing her job.
All right, that's step one. You apologize.
He should be fired.
You got to fire the police
Absolutely.
Officer. And then third, I need me a nice big old check. All right?
Absolutely.
Nice huge check from the Utah Police Department.
All right. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a great weekend and you want to spread some positivity and tell them why you're blessed. Or maybe your weekend was horrible. Either or, 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get it, pick up the
mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Steve, out of South Cat.
Now, Steve, you said you got
South
a rich
crack.
And famous brother that does nothing for the family. Who's your rich and famous brother?
I can't expose that name, and I'm sorry. I apologize, dude.
All right, well, give us a little bit
from
about
South
it.
From South Carolina? On. You got a rich and famous brother from South Carolina?
Nah, well, I live in South Carolina. He's up in New York, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
All right, so tell us, what's up?
Yeah, man, like, you know, like, throughout this guy's whole career, like, you know, like basically, like, you know, not to sound bitter or nothing, because, you know, I'm grateful and I'm happy and I'll be usually proud of any of my family.
Uh-huh. I ain't gonna lie, you sound bitter and you sound scared. The fact that you won't say his name lets me know that he got you shook to death.
What does he do?
I'm gonna just leave it at he raps.
Okay.
Yeah, I am scared. The bitter part, no, definitely scared. Yeah, because, you know, because it'd be kind of like, you know, throwing his career off. But basically, like,
from South Carolina?
Am I from South Carolina or him?
No, you said the famous rappers from South Carolina.
Nah,
he said he lived in South Carolina.
But most of his family.
Okay, so what does he need to do for the family, and why are you saying this?
Reach out more. You know, be there more. Stop having people ask about him, and he's not even, you know, reaching out to do nothing or say nothing to anybody.
Maybe he don't like y'all. You know, he has that right to not like y'all.
That's true.
Then say that, though. If you real as you claim, then say that. Say you don't like me. Say whatever the reasons may be that you distance yourself.
I think sometimes people show and prove by actions and deeds, not words and lip service. If he's not reaching out to y'all, he don't like y'all.
When's the last time he had a hit?
it depends on what you actually call a hit, man. You know.
You know what a hit record is, man. You hear it all the time on the radio, man. A hit record.
I have no idea who you're talking about. Oh, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Jadakiss.
Nah, definitely not talking about Kiss.
Wow.
But like,
why you throw Jadakiss out there?
Yeah, you throw out Kiss.
Jadakiss got family in South Carolina, but he looks out for him, father. I don't know. Yeah, oh, you talking about Joe Budden?
Hey, but look, man.
You're talking about Joe Budden.
But see, the thing is,
all Joe family is from Sumpton, South Carolina.
But I said,
I don't know. But all I'm saying is,
what you mean?
You know.
So you want Joe Budden to financially help guys, or you want him to just reach out?
Period. All of the above.
Man,
Joe got a kid on the way, man.
First of all, Joe is a recluse. Joe sticks to his circle.
Y'all talk about Joe, and I never even said nobody.
It's Joe. I was with Joe all weekend. Because I was trying to think about rappers that I know.
It could be Pastor Troy. What are you talking about?
It ain't Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy don't live in New York, New Jersey. Shut up.
Yeah. You gave it all.
I can see Joe Budden not helping his family.
If I was Joe, I wouldn't talk to y'all either.
It's not Joe Budden, man. Y'all tripping.
It is Joe Budden.
At the end of the day, though, period, even if it was Jay-Z, right? If your family's doing good for themselves.
Let me ask you a question. What part of South Carolina are you in? What part of South Carolina are you in right now?
I'm in Bishopville.
Where's that close to? Sumter?
It's Joe Budden.
Shut up, boy. Just tell you what it is. It's Joe Budden.
Thank you, man.
Joe don't reach out to y'all.
I'm not saying Joe Budden.
Hey, we know it's Joe, and not for nothing, man. Not for nothing.
Not for nothing. Joe
just started doing very well.
Yeah,
right
Joe
now.
Ain't got no money. That's Joe. Joe just started getting a little
Joe
change.
Joe is doing right now. Leave Joe alone.
I don't need y'all in my pocket.
He's happy.
Joe might want to ask y'all for some money.
Yeah.
I got a baby on the way. I got this little young girl I got to treat right. Salute to Sin. I ain't got time to be reaching out to no family.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Quinn, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you blessed this morning. You're about to get married. Ow.
No, I got married this weekend.
Oh, you did? Where
Congratulations,
at?
Baby.
In Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you.
Nice. You had a lot of sex after?
Yeah.
There you go. You're married.
You 24 hours pregnant and don't know it?
Oh, I don't know about all that.
How long were you guys dating before you got engaged?
We were together for 9 years, so.
Nice.
Congrats. Enjoy it. It's fun. It goes by fast.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
All right. Congratulations, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Leon Shung.
What's up, man? Get it off your chest,
Leon
bro.
Shung.
What's up, Envy? I just want to wish you happy birthday. I'm mad because I'm a DACA recipient, and today we find out if Trump is going to be able to end our program and deport a bunch of us.
I thought he cut it already, unless I read that wrong.
Yeah, nah, he cut it already, but he makes his final decision today. He hasn't made his final decision yet.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, bro.
And I'm a union worker. I go to work every day. I'm educated. I have a small business, and still, you know, nobody looks out for us.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that, man. I don't even know what to say.
Me neither.
Because that guy's a loose cannon.
Lacan.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man? You blessed this morning?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Why are you so blessed?
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, boo.
But I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I got a chance to perform at this conference we had at OSU this past weekend called MesoCon. Shout out to everybody who got to make it.
At your school?
Yeah, Ohio State. It's all the West students and African student organizations. They all got together, and it was dope having a bunch of Africans in the city.
Did you get booed?
You said you performed. Let me hear something.
Yeah, he sang. Go ahead, sing something.
Hey, now, I need to know if you're going to stay down. Been piling on you a little while now. And from what I see, you are the best around. Do you hear me now? Your body's like a chocolate wonderland.
Okay, okay, okay. You got the typical R&B voice. Sound like a fake John Legend.
You sound good.
You know
good.
What I mean? I don't know if you have natural talent or you're just doing a good imitation of somebody.
You sound awesome.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank I'm not going to sit here and say you sound awesome. Like I said, typical R&B voice.
Get it off your chest. 800.
My God versus my enemy.
Shut up, man. What the fuck?
Anybody can do that voice, man. It's like a fake John Legend, man.
Anybody cannot do that.
The Breakfast Club is on the radio.
You don't Probably sound like did. John Legend.
We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Joel Osteen. His church is back open again.
Joel did not open the door.
But we'll tell you what people are saying now. He did something a little bit crazy back in church.
All right, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Beyonce.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you it was Beyonce's birthday yesterday, and she was at Made in America. And that actually went down Sunday night, I guess, at midnight was her birthday, Made in America. And here is the crowd actually singing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday!
Two things. By the way, you're really not black if you don't know to immediately transition into the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday.
Absolutely.
After doing the traditional Happy Birthday record. And number two, give Jay-Z his goddamn credit for making the crowd sing Happy Birthday to Wifey. Mm-hmm. That's part of the birthday package. Okay,
the crowd
didn't just start randomly singing that now. All right?
Although they would have. They were very excited. Anytime he said anything about Beyonce, any of his songs, everybody went crazy for Beyonce. Now, she also got a Happy Birthday wish from her own father, Matthew Knowles. He was very choked up as he dedicated this to her.
Good morning, Beyonce. It's September 4th. God, I can remember the day you were born. This is your city.
I hope
so. Your city loves you. But more importantly, I love you. I love you with all my heart. I'm so proud of you. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Yo, it must hurt as a dad not to be that close to your daughter where you have to say a happy birthday on Instagram.
How do you figure they're not close?
You don't do that on Instagram, man. You call your daughter.
Everybody did that there on Instagram. Her mom, Kelly Rowland, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Kelly and Michelle were there as well.
Wife wished you happy birthday on Instagram.
She ain't cry and leave a message.
So what?
That just seems a little extra. It still doesn't seem like they're as close as they was.
That's his baby girl, man. Stop it.
He's trying to say he would have liked to be a Made in America.
Yeah, he wanted to be a Made in America, sing happy birthday in the crowd and
Jesus
all that.
Jesus Christ, y'all be reaching for stuff.
Now, Beyonce is also now providing the soundtrack for Chanel's new ad campaign, and here's some of that.
These four lonely walls have changed the way I feel.
Kristen Stewart is actually the one that's starring in the ad, but they chose Beyonce's song for the Chanel ad. So
that's not a good ad Beyonce. For Chanel, because Chanel's expensive. And every time I see the prices, I want to run away from the Chanel. So that's not a great song for Chanel.
All right, now Girls Trip 2. Would y'all like to see that happen? Well, Will Packer, the producer, told Vulture that a part two is definitely in the talking stages. He said the only thing harder than opening a studio comedy today is opening a studio comedy sequel. That's the next challenge. I love our team. If anybody can do it, we can do it.
So. I love Girls Trip. As long as they don't overthink it, you know what I'm saying? And It's funny. That's it.
It's got to be funny.
Just don't overthink it and let it be funny. That's all.
Now, if it does happen, all of the ladies will reprise their roles in the sequel, but there's no confirmation if it is going to happen yet.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you can't get, you know, Regina Hall, Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah, and Tiffany Haddish to do it again, then it's no, absolutely not.
Now, Joel Osteen, that mega church, Lakewood Church, is back open again, and here's what he had to say about coming under fire for, quote-unquote, not opening the doors. We don't know exactly what happened, but Joel Osteen, from his own mouth, said this.
This building flooded in 2001 when the Rockets were still playing basketball here. Knowing that, when we took possession, we installed large floodgates around the building. The water came within a foot or two of breaching the new floodgates and flooding the building again. So the water started receding late Sunday, maybe early Monday. We felt like it was safe to start taking people in on Tuesday. And I don't mind taking the heat for being precautious, but I don't want to take the heat for being foolish.
Joel Osteen sounds like a liar, and I don't know how many different explanations he's going to have for not wanting to open the doors of the church. Like, and why has nobody said to him, well, how come you specifically said you were not going to start taking people in until all the other shelters in Houston were at capacity? Why isn't nobody addressing that? He's the one who put that tweet out there.
All right, well, people are upset at him for actually passing around the collection plate after acknowledging that a lot of people in the audience were evacuees and actually have financial needs. So people
was that real? They really did pass around a collection plate?
Yeah, there's video of that. Mm. But I'm sure if you don't have it, then you just don't give.
I thought that was just part of church on Sunday. They just want to feel like you have to do.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. I'm not going to stop tradition.
You have to
do that. I'm going
to
do what I do every Sunday. If I don't got it, I ain't putting it in there.
There you go.
Okay?
Now, speaking of Sunday, I'm sure you guys were all watching the finale of Power, the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney Kemp, the showrunner, actually gives us some of what we can expect from season 5. Okay? Not too much. Very vague. But according to Courtney, she said that there was going to be some shocking moments in the upcoming season. She said, I would like to make some really big moves. The plan is to make some huge moves and some huge cast changes in season 5.
I mean, people dying.
Definitely.
Sure.
People dying.
So the show, at the very least, is going to transform into something slightly different as we go forward. And she said, no one's been safe on our show for quite some time, but obviously the main characters have had longer lives. We are reaching the end of this journey, so the main characters are less safe than they have ever been before.
I will say that Tommy driving around in that little muscle car, and he'd be at all the scenes of the crimes. He'd be stalking people in that car, staking out people in that car. That's the epitome of white privilege. The fact that he can just drive around in that car and nobody ever recognizes that big blue muscle car in the middle of New York City with a tracking device on it.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
You know this is fake, right? You know it's not real.
It's not a real show. Well,
some of it needs to be
television.
Some of it needs to be a little realistic, okay?
And congratulations to Serena Williams, who had her baby.
Nice. Baby girl, right?
Yes, baby girl.
Congratulations.
Drop on a clues bomb for Serena Williams, damn it.
Congrats. 6 pounds, 13 ounces. She gave birth Thursday evening. She had to be induced. She actually gave birth Friday morning. She had to be induced Thursday evening. So congratulations to Serena Williams and her fiancé, Alex Ohanian. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, when we come back, we got front page news. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into front page news. Now let's talk Hurricane Harvey. Give some updates.
Right. Officials are saying at least 60 deaths are due to Hurricane Harvey after the storm dumped all those feet of rain in several counties in just a matter of days. They're saying that huge amount of water all at once loosened the ground. A lot of trees have fallen, so that accounted for a couple of the deaths. And floodwaters have caused delays in responses to medical emergencies, and that also resulted in some deaths as well. There were also fires that broke out at a flooded chemical plant near Houston, so people had to evacuate from there also. Now, Hurricane Irma, in the meantime, is strengthening, and the governor, Rick Scott, in Florida, has declared a state of emergency in all 67 counties in his state. He said, in Florida, we always prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and while the exact path of Irma is not absolutely known at this time, we cannot afford to not be prepared. So they are anticipating that it could perhaps hit Puerto Rico and Florida, and landfall is expected tomorrow morning in Anguilla.
And salute to the beautiful island of Anguilla, and salute to everybody who listens to us on 93.7 The Beat in Houston, man. I got to drop on a clues bombs for Trader Truth. Trader Truth is out there getting his hands dirty. For real, for real. Trader Truth is putting in that work. I mean, he's hitting Houston, Port Arthur, Beaumont, Texas. Like, I've seen Trader Truth everywhere.
Mr. Rogers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Mr. Helping Rogers.
Helping his community.
Mr.
Rogers, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so salute to my guy, Trey.
Bumpy.
Go to his GoFundMe and donate if you haven't already. I mean, that's who I donated to, simply because I know that Trey will get the resources
absolutely
directly to the people.
All right, and let's discuss this nurse in Utah. She got arrested because she wouldn't let police officers draw blood from an unconscious crash victim. Mm. And now she is considering legal action after this all went down. Now, Alex Wubbles was doing what she was supposed to do. She was following protocol because you're not allowed to draw blood from an unconscious victim. You're not allowed to draw blood from a person who did not give their consent or without a judge giving you an order, or the patient being under arrest. Those are the criteria needed in order for the police to come and get blood from the nurse, right? Alex Wubbles refused to draw blood because none of that criteria was met. Here's what happened.
I was scared to death. He was aggressive from the beginning. Initially, I had explained to him the three things, that unless the patient was under arrest, I needed to have an electronic warrant, and there was no family, and the patient could not consent for himself. And I said, I'm sorry. And he said, you're not sorry, and got very upset. And that was sort of the thing that triggered, this is not okay.
That's what happens when you got a low penis and a big ego. And you're so used to, you know, having to flex your authority because it makes you feel better about yourself. That's a powerless coward right there.
Yes, that was Detective Jeff Payne who did that. He is on administrative leave right now.
He should be fired.
He should be fired. Why do they do that, administrative leave? And we see videos of them doing this reckless behavior. Like, what more investigation do you need?
None. I'm glad she held her ground, too.
Now, the University of Utah Police and the Department of Public Safety has issued an apology. Here's what they said.
I would like to apologize to Alex Wubbles and the staff in the University of Utah Hospital. This is not how law enforcement professionals should act. Alex conducted herself in a very professional manner, did everything she should, and should not have been subjected to arrest for doing her job.
Detective Jeff Payne is a coward, okay? And just because somebody tells you no, sometimes you have to accept that no. You don't force your authority on somebody like that.
Or definitely go get the necessary things that you need. Go get a judge.
Get a warrant. Exactly.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, now, when we come back, let's talk Insecure a little bit. Now, tell us about Insecure, the last episode.
Well, two episodes ago, it ended with Issa, I guess her ex that she now messes with again, had released.
Jizz in her face.
On her face. Released.
Right. Busted off in her face.
Thanks. On her face.
Thanks,
and
Charlamagne.
She got very mad and stormed out. She felt disrespected. She never wants him to call her again after that situation. Now, is that disrespectful when that happens? Because the thing is, I didn't think so, but then Daniel did say, well, now you know how it feels, and I guess he was being petty, trying to get back at her for something, so maybe he was being disrespectful.
Well, let's play the audio. Let's play the audio.
You serious right now.
What?
Did you really just do that in my face?
Was you into it? You seemed like you was down for whatever.
Really? I didn't ask for this.
It wasn't even what Daniel said. It's Issa's reaction and her friend Molly, you know, played by Yvonne Orji on the show. It was their reaction. They was acting like it was so disrespectful. And my thing is, if y'all just say your wife is a squirter like mine is, or your mm-hmm. girlfriend is a squirter, and you down there and you know, showing her what that mouth do, and she squirt and it squirts on you, you don't. Do you ever feel disrespected?
You gotta eat it.
No, you take that squirt to the chest like a man.
Right. You gotta eat that.
You don't feel disrespected.
Well, yeah, I guess eat it. But yeah, you eat that. You gotta take that.
So if a woman is down there and the guy's like, yo, I'm about to buzz off, and they do, and some gets on you.
But here's the thing, I guess he didn't say that.
He did give her a warning. He absolutely did.
You know what the warning is? that's your warning.
Because I had a discussion. We were all watching it at my house, of course. So we don't necessarily think that's disrespectful, but it would have been nice for him to give her a little warning. And in your eye is not really.
Yeah, but you can't control your aim.
Well, see,
she has it in her hand at that moment. That's all on her where that goes at that time.
Well, Charlamagne's used to it.
I'm not letting Cedric bust off in my face. y'all have to start giving context to these drops.
Why?
It just sounds stupid. It's an inside joke. get some context to it, guys.
All right. 800-585-1051.
No.
They don't need none. Okay. They get it. 800-585-1051. We're talking about, how do I say this the correct
is
way?
Is it disrespectful when
for a man
like
to bust
that
off
happens
in your face? Whatever. It's the Breakfast Club, dude.
Right,
y'all
morning.
Know what this is.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Back to work. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Insecure. Now, over the weekend, let's play the audio.
You serious right now.
What?
Did you really just do that in my face?
Was you into it? You seemed like you was down for whatever.
Really? I didn't ask for this.
Now, explain to the people what went down, Yee.
Yes, she was performing oral sex. Issa was performing oral sex on her ex, Daniel, who she's hooking up with again, and he released on her face. And she thought it was disrespectful and got very angry and stormed out.
So we're asking...
Shot her eye out.
Is that disrespectful?
Remember on Christmas Story when he said, yo, shoot your eye out? That's what Daniel did.
Now, as a woman, here's what I think.
What?
I think a guy has to give you a heads up when it's about to happen. Like, oh, here it comes.
No.
Yes, I think that's great.
That's the
No, I think it's good. Because I think that's also, you know, it's a nice thing to do. To just give a little heads up. It also sounds sexy, so it's not a bad thing. It doesn't ruin the moment at all.
It sounds sexy?
And, yeah, when he says that. So you know it's about to happen. It's a nice warning. And as a woman, I would know. And the other thing I would say is
like men,
that
like,
sometimes he should ask you, where do you want it?
Man,
that way it gives you an option.
Nobody's thinking about all that. Exactly.
Want that
listen, when I'm down there, when I'm down there and I'm showing my wife what that mouth do and she squirts because she's a squirter, I don't be, where you going to squirt at? Like, wherever it goes,
wherever
it goes. If it hits me in the face, hits me in the chest, whatever. And you keep it
and
moving.
And I think there's a very sexy way that you could do that. Also, because that's the first time that that's ever happened, clearly, with the two of them. So he doesn't know.
First of all,
because I don't know if you guys have ever gotten anything in your eye, but it is something that could be a couple of hours.
By the way, if you down there as a woman, you do know you're in control, especially in the position Daniel was in. Daniel was sitting down. Issa was on her knees. She controlled it like a joystick. She could have moved it to the left. She could have moved it to the right. She could have moved it up, down. It was on her.
Now, if she would have said, all over my face, fine, all good. But she didn't have an option.
Well, let's go to the phone line. We have Naisha on the line. Did I say your name right?
Neosha.
Neosha, okay.
Hey, DJ Envy.
Good morning.
Hey, Charlamagne.
Hey, boo.
Hi.
Now, what do you think? Was she disrespectful?
Like was she totally disrespectful? Overreacted. That is not disrespectful. You should be happy that you pleased with your man. Well, it wasn't her man, but she was willing to go down. So, I mean, that was the result of going down. I mean, she did a good job.
Yeah, like, Ethan needs to grow up.
And then she acts
like the man can control where it goes. Like, he's shot in her eye on purpose.
Nope. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Was the guy being disrespectful, Lisa?
No, not at all. I mean, if you're in the middle of sex and he's pulls out and was like, okay, and then he moves all the way up and then boom, your face is, you know. But no, you're down there and, you know, stuff happens. Just close your eyes.
A young lady named Tiffany on Twitter, @Tiff_Tiff430, just said the realest thing. She said, you're not going to get shot in the face if you keep the gun in your mouth.
Whoa. Wow.
All right.
800-585-1051. We're talking Insecure. Now, this guy, I guess, what's his name?
Daniel on the show.
Daniel busted on or in Issa's face.
Yeah, it hit her in the eye.
Hit her in the eye. So we're asking, is that disrespectful? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now,
salute
if you just
to that,
joined
that
us,
Biggie doc that came on A&E last night, to the
see
life
that,
of
was
Biggie.
It?
Oh, man, it
oh,
was,
yeah, it was
really good.
Some never-before-seen footage.
Yeah, and then they had Jay-Z and Nas as talking heads, mm-hmm. never-before-seen footage, never-before-heard audio. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, I missed it. I just got back from Vegas. I didn't see it. All right, I'll check it out. It's still on, what?
Came on A&E last night. Three hours long. It's really good.
All right, well, we're talking Insecure now. What happened on Insecure, Yee?
Daniel and Issa Rae, where she was performing oral sex on him, and he released in her face, and she felt disrespected. Now, I will say that he did, afterward, they had a conversation about it, and he did kind of admit to getting petty revenge and told her, now you know what it feels like.
Well, he said that now we're even. And then she overreacted again and was like, so what you mean? You did that on purpose? And he was like, nah, I didn't do it on purpose. So she's just been overreacting the whole episode. But the thing is this, right? When you're in the bedroom, you don't have any control over bodily fluids like that, bruh. Like, if your wife is a squirter like mine is, or your woman's a squirter, that squirt gonna go wherever it wanna go. It got a mind of its own.
Right.
Same thing with that nut. When you a woman and you down there with your man, we don't control that.
Not at all.
And I will say, though, if I do want to do that to my wife, I will ask her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. That's what I said. Just ask.
All right, well, let's go to the phone.
Yeah, but you
lines.
Asked beforehand.
Hello, who's this?
My name's Quinn.
Hey, what's up, Mama? Now, was she disrespected?
I don't think he was disrespectful. I mean, he clearly said, I'm about to come. So at that moment, she should have just grabbed it, put it in her mouth, and choked that ish down. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why she left it out, shoot it in her face anyway.
Because she's a rookie, and that's what rookies do.
I gotta watch that scene again, because I don't remember him saying that.
Yes, she absolutely did. She's a rookie. And that's all it is. And she hadn't done that in a while. She got the inspiration because she went to that little sex party with Amanda Seals in them.
Right.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Keisha.
Keisha, you think she was disrespected?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I'm fine with it myself. If that's what my husband want to do, then I'm all for it. Just don't put nothing in my hair.
There you go,
put it in your hair.
And now I'm not going
to
lie.
How do you stop it from getting in your hair sometimes? You got to move your face, or is that on him?
Well, see, my husband, no. He know I'm all for it. He know how to aim. He know how to control it. But
see, now that's the difference is that she's used to her husband. This is the first time he's ever done that.
And I don't think you should be against it being in your hair, because you know it's really good for your edges, right?
Well, I don't have no edges problems.
That's why you ain't got no edges right there, because you don't let the...
That's a lie.
Thank you, mama. Now, we have an intern that works for us. Her name is Stella. Now, Stella thinks it's super disrespectful.
Stella, come here.
Talking to Mike, Stella.
First of all, I'm not happy. How old are you, Stella?
Stella's mic's working right now. She can talk to Mike.
Grab any mic. There you go. See, that's the problem right there. How old are you, Stella?
I'm 33.
33 years
Stella's
old.
Stella's 33.
And you think it's disrespectful?
I do think it's disrespectful.
Stella. Why is it disrespectful?
I don't know, because it's your face, and guys, you know, stuff is way thicker and just...
My face, my
the
choice.
Are you married, Stella?
No.
No, I'm not.
That's why. Now, could you leave now, please?
No, that's not. Right. That can't be it.
She's in a long-term relationship.
I am. I'm basically married at this point. But I would be upset if I didn't get a warning or any kind
that's
of like.
But the
warning
is just to give a warning.
Just let me know what I'm about to receive.
So you're not against it. You just want fair warning.
I mean, I don't want to say that I'm not ever going to go through that, or that I wouldn't be.
Give me a heads
accepting,
up.
But yeah, give me a heads
Stella
up.
Stella has a lot of living to do.
First of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know you was 33. So that's a whole other conversation that we need to have. I need to figure out why you're a 33-year-old intern. We'll talk about that another time. Okay. But yes, you should learn to take it in the face.
Okay. All right.
I'll take it into consideration. But what? I don't know.
I'll be with our intern.
I really don't
what? She's part of the show.
When you come part of the show,
then everything's on the table.
All right. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is everybody needs to grow up. Okay? Everybody needs to grow up, especially 33-year-old interns, and learn to take it in the goddamn face. All right? Okay? Because I'm a man, and if I'm a man and my woman squirts, I don't complain about it. So as a woman, I don't have no control over my ejaculation. Take it where it goes.
Guys, I just want to give you all a tip. If you about to do that, just give the woman a, all right, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Why do
here
we have a 33-year-old intern? I am so thrown off. Now we got a whole nother topic for 8 o'clock. I need to know what the hell's going on in it. No, seriously, what's up? What's
she
up,
wants
y'all?
To pursue her passion.
Well, anything y'all want to talk about? Why we got 33-year-old interns? I got all these young kids that are hitting me up trying to get internships here at the Breakfast Club. What's up, y'all? I love Stella. Stella's a great person.
It's never too late.
The qualification is you have to be in college.
That's it?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. So even if you're a super, 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 super senior?
Doesn't matter.
Super, duper, duper, super, duper senior.
Jesus Christ.
As long as you're in college, you can be an intern at the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
As long as you're in school.
All right.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Lil Wayne. We'll tell you he had an emergency over the weekend. We'll give you an update on what happened. Also, Pusha T at Made in America will tell you what he had to say about Kanye West.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Wayne has been out and about on the road. He had a show Friday night in St. Petersburg, Florida, another show Saturday night in Hammond, Indiana. Everything seemed fine, but then what they are saying is that he had several multiple epileptic seizures. Doctors have put him on bed rest, and they said he has to avoid flying, so he had to cancel his show. He was supposed to be in Vegas over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his daughter, Regine, went on Twitter, said, "My dad is doing fine, everyone. Thanks for the concerns. You guys are amazing. Oh, yeah, and don't believe everything you hear." So our prayers are with Lil Wayne. Hopefully he is okay. We don't know if he's still in the hospital, if he's been released yet, but we do know that he was hospitalized.
That's good to hear. Drop on the clues bombs for Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're not a fan of what he's currently doing musically, you can't deny he's a legend.
All right, and speaking of legends, let's talk about Nas. Now, Lonzo Ball, we told you guys they have their reality show that's on Facebook, Ball and the Family.
I heard it's really good.
TV
I got to watch
series.
That.
Right, well, according to Lonzo Ball, this is what he had to say about Nas.
Y'all outdated, man. Don't nobody listen to Nas no more. Real hip-hop is Migos, Future.
Well, he's young, and...
Yeah, I saw everybody upset with him about that, and I couldn't understand that.
But he is getting a lot of backlash.
I think that line where he says not hip-hop. That's the line.
Right, like, he said real hip-hop is Migos and Future. You can't deny that Nas is
real hip-hop.
Nobody, I don't think that's in question, but the kid is 19. I expect that kind of rhetoric from a 19-year-old. Same way a lot of older heads dismiss Migos and Future, the young boys dismiss the Nas.
He can say he doesn't like it or it's not his style, but not saying it's not hip-hop.
But when he says that, you got to expect some backlash from people, of course.
Nas got albums older than Lonzo Ball.
What does that mean? He's still hip-hop.
Now, Nas's manager, Anthony Saleh, says that actually, Nas has never even heard of Lonzo Ball. He says, Nas has never heard of you, and Future thanks you for your support. I guess he manages both of them, right? He manages Nas and Future. Now, here is what Michael Rapaport had to say.
Lonzo Ball, you said that Nas ain't hip-hop? My man, you grew up in Chino Hills. What the f*** do you know about hip-hop? That's that big baller brand of bull putting out $495 sneakers for the culture. Nas ain't hip-hop. This is coming from the business mind of a motherfucker who makes his own sneakers but then doesn't wear them when everybody's watching. I get it. You're young, dumb, and full of Nas ain't hip-hop. That's like saying Dominique Wilkins, Bernard King, and Sean Kemp ain't NBA.
It's a generational thing. Michael Rapaport handled it appropriately. You simply tell Lonzo Ball, sit your dumb young ass down. Okay, think you know everything, but you don't know a damn thing. Period.
All right. Well, we'll see how this has been an ongoing conversation. I was at Made in America over the weekend, and everyone was talking about that also. Now, speaking of Made in America, Pusha T was there. He performed. And here's what he had to say about his new music, because he has an album that he's done, but he's done it like three times. Where is his new album? Here's what he said.
I done this album like three times. I'm going to just go ahead and let y'all know. I done this album like three times, right? Like, you know, he come in, he pick all the beats and and then he hear the beats. And he scrap him and say, oh, I can do better. He done that like three times. Yeah. So these past 2 months, man, we just been locking in, getting this album perfect for y'all.
Who are you talking about?
He's talking about Kanye.
Oh.
Yeah, they've done that album like three times, but these past 2 months, everything, I guess, locking in. I guess the new album is coming.
Pusha T got some phenomenal bodies of work. Those two solo albums he put out are really, really incredible. So the bar
Pusha
is high.
T is dope.
The bar is high for me when it comes to Pusha T solo projects.
It's taking a little long, Pusha, though. We need it now.
It's cool. I mean, Pusha, first of all, Pusha's 40, all right? His last two solo albums came out way past the age of 37. It'll be fine. Take all the time you need, Pusha.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I am. Get it out now. All right, now, donkey today, who you giving me a donkey to?
Donkey today is going to a detective we will call Jeff Payne, a.k.a. Jeff Payne in the ass. We need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, September 5th goes to a Utah police officer named Detective Jeff Payne, a.k.a. Jeff Payne in the ass. All right, now Detective Jeff Payne in the ass has been put on administrative leave after abusing his power. See, Alex Wubbles, a Utah nurse, was arrested when she refused to let police officers draw blood from an unconscious crash victim. Now, all Alex was doing was following hospital policy, doing her job. And because of that policy, the nurse refused to let officers draw blood from an unconscious crash victim. Alex showed the police officers a printout of hospital policy on drawing blood and said their request did not meet the criteria, and let them know the hospital policy specified that before obtaining a blood sample, police needed either a judge's order or the patient's consent, or the patient needed to be arrested. Wow. The man in question was not a suspect in a wreck which killed another driver, and he didn't fit any of the criteria needed to get his blood drawn. You would think that would be enough for Detective Jeff Payne in the ass to leave Nurse Alex Wubbles alone, but no! In fact, it got worse. Let's hear what happened.
The three things that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest, and neither of those things, the patient can't consent. He told me repeatedly that he doesn't have a warrant, and the patient is not under arrest. So I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. That's all.
Why are you blaming the messenger, sir?
She's the one that has told me no.
Yes, sir, you're making a huge mistake right now. Like you're making a huge mistake.
Okay.
Oh, please.
No, we're done.
No, we're done.
You're
done. I had a
Hey!
Stop! Stop! I'm
you assault me and arrest me for doing my job. What bothers me about this situation the most is that Nurse Alex Wubbles did her job. Did her job to the T. She followed the rules. She followed policy. She followed proper protocol and still got mistreated. She did everything this cop, Detective Jeff Payne, in the ass didn't do. He followed no protocol. He didn't follow any rules. He didn't follow any policy, and there's nobody there to arrest him. Who is policing the police? Detective Jeff Payne in the ass is what happens when you have a little penis and a big ego, okay? He's one of those guys who got picked on in school, so now that he's got a badge, he wants to hurt people the way he was hurt. If you want to test a man's character, give him some power. It's clear to see the character of Detective Jeff Payne in the ass, and his character is that of a coward. And he shouldn't be a police officer. He should be fired immediately and shouldn't be hired in law enforcement ever again. Nobody should ever be done wrong for doing what's right. Alex Wubbles did everything she was supposed to do. Now I hope the Utah Police Department does what they are supposed to do and fire this coward. Please give Detective Jeff Payne in the ass the biggest hee-haw, please.
Definitely should be fired.
Absolutely.
Quickly, immediately. All right.
Now,
thank you for that donkey today.
I've been thinking about this since I first heard it. Maybe 30, 40 minutes ago. We have a great, great intern here. Her name is Stella.
Stella's her name.
Salute to Stella. Where is Stella? Can Stella come in? She's in it?
She's here.
Yep. Hey, Stella.
Hey, Stella.
Good morning, Stella.
Now, earlier today, we were talking about Insecure, talking about a situation where a guy...
We're talking about Daniel busting off in Issa's face.
That's right, and Stella
had
her opinion.
That had nothing to do with Stella.
She had her opinion on it, but we found out that Stella is a 33-year-old intern.
33 years old, which threw me for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you a 33-year-old intern, Stella?
Because it's not easy for females in this industry to get the spotlight you need to get your foot in the door.
Well, to be an intern here at The Breakfast Club, there are some qualifications.
Yes.
And one is you have to be currently enrolled in college.
And you're in college now.
And I'm in college.
Why so late in the game?
So my mother and father, I'm the only one of my mom and my dad, and they went, you know, my father was abusive.
Okay.
And she remarried again. And I was the oldest in the house. And I guess from two abusive relationships or whatnot, it took a toll on her body. And she went through a lot of stress being a single parent with, you know, four kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was the oldest. And it was my senior year of high school, my mom got cancer.
Mm.
And being the oldest of the house, I've always been raised to take care of all my siblings.
Everybody else,
basically,
right?
The mom. Like, I raised my siblings, and
so you basically had to sacrifice a lot of your life.
Yes,
for your family,
in order to take care of the family,
to go to college. And then the funny thing is that when I finally got my associate's degree, which would have been substantial to land like an internship or like an entry level position in the field, it turned out that at that point you needed a BA. Like, nobody was taking anybody with AAs.
Mm-hmm. AAs 2-year school.
Yeah.
BAs 4-year school.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's always been like I've wanted to do it the legit way instead of doing it the way that most people had advised me to do it, which was, you know, use your femininity and your looks and try to, you know, talk your way into doing that. And I never, because of the way that my mom, her life experiences, how she was dependent on men, I just kind of always felt like I wanted to do it, you know,
the working, right way, the quote unquote right way, right?
You know, and doing it so I don't have to give anybody or owe anybody any kind of or have any kind of obligation to approach someone for work in a like flirtatious or, you know, kind of.
So okay, I get it.
So, and I'm not like super righteous or anything like that. I'm a normal female, 33-year-old female as anybody else. I do have, you know, I'm very sexual. I just want to make that clear because of the earlier topic or whatever.
What that got to do with you giving up, not giving up on your dreams? I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that things don't happen and that, you know, in the industry, because I've always thought about this too, like, what if in the industry you fall in love with somebody who's in the field and you work together and you, like, have a connection or whatnot?
Hold on, Stella, let's stay focused.
Professional and not professional.
Wait, we're talking about giving up on your goals.
Because you went back to pursue a dream that you had to give up because your mom was sick.
Mom was sick, right. She had to raise the family, take care of the whole family, and the point is, she never gave up on her goals.
Got you.
Correct. And what I meant by saying that is that I did have the opportunity. Those kind of opportunities came up from time to time.
But the guys wanted to smash.
Right.
Okay.
And I just, that could have been my quickest way in, right? Mm-hmm. But I just kind of resorted to not doing that.
So I want to open up the phone lines because a lot of people didn't give up on their dreams as well. You know, we joke people sometimes, they're a 40-year-old rapper and they're still living.
Oh, no, 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 no. If you're a 40-year-old rapper, F your dreams. No, you need to hang that one.
800-585-1051. Stella is our intern. She's 33 years old. She had to give up her dreams. Well, she thought she had to give up her dreams. She had to just delay it a little bit, had to take care of family, but went back to school mm-hmm. and became an intern at 33 because she didn't want to give up on her goals and her dreams.
Which I respect.
So we're going to open up the phone lines and ask people out there, what are we asking? Did they give up on their dreams, or what did they do?
I would like to know if there's more people in the position that Stella's in.
Okay.
That's all. 800. I would like to talk to more people who are currently 30-plus years old who have gone back to places that they wanted to work to intern.
Necessarily had to do it for free or for low money because that was their dream. That was their goal. So 800-585-1051. Are you guys out there like Stella? Maybe had to go backwards to pursue your dreams. Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we had Stella on the air. She's our 33-year-old intern.
Where is Stella? Tell Stella come here. Yeah, Stella's a 33-year-old intern. I just found out she was 33 this morning, which kind of threw me for a loop. Mm-hmm. But then after hearing her story, you know, she had to delay her dreams when she was younger because her mom was sick and she had to take care of the family. Mm-hmm. So now at the tender age of 33,
she's back
in college.
Yes.
And she's pursuing her dreams. What are you majoring in college, Stella?
Television and radio.
Oh, okay.
Now, question. Now, was it difficult to go back and to do an internship where you know you would be talking to a lot of 19-year-olds that intern here, 20-year-olds that intern?
For sure. All the time. I mean, I've gotten to a point where I'm not very social.
Mm-hmm.
I won't engage people. I'll let them engage me. And then I'm more than happy to talk, but I don't not, like, it's just a difference, especially when you've been in the work field for so long and you just don't have. Like, I did hotel business for 8 years. I was getting paid good money. Like, I was set if I wanted to. But it wasn't...
It wasn't my dream.
It wasn't what drove me every morning. Like, I didn't wake up like I do when I come here. And I'm like, I'm gonna create something really cool today. I'm gonna partake in working with people that are interested in the same things that I am.
And you're an actual singer, too. You're a singer as well. You gave up on your singing dreams, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of put it on the back burner because it was more important to me. The experience I had pursuing the music career got to a point where it was very negative and it was draining.
Oh, that's where all the guys was trying to sleep with you at, in the music business.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. But I mean, and for the record, the criteria to be an intern at the Breakfast Club, you just have to be in college.
You have to be in school.
There's no age.
You have to be enrolled in college.
I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? You just didn't. You just don't hear that every day. 33-year-old intern.
Right.
I never thought it would be possible at this point either. But I just guess the my being so confident in what I'm capable of doing kind of made me feel like I'm going to be the first 33-year-old intern who lands a job. You know?
That might be a movie. Like how you had the 40-year-old version, you 33-year-old intern.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jeannie from Boston.
Amy, how old are you, Amy?
Jeannie, so I'm actually 30.
You're Jeannie, 30. Now, what do you do? Did you give up on your goals?
Yes, I did. I had absentee parents. My mom was kind of a deadbeat. My dad was, an addict. And so I grew up in the foster care system and also living in friends and family's houses. So, I wasn't really like a normal high school, college student. Survival had to come first. I had to worry about where I was going to live, where I was going to eat. So I just started college again, and I'm actually a singer too. So, you know, as you guys know, the production of music costs a lot of money. So now that I'm in a good financial situation, I'm able to pursue those dreams instead of sexualizing myself and allowing producers and, you know, try to sexualize me and take advantage of me. You know, I come out of pocket and I'm like, this is business. You know, it's just more respect that way.
Okay, thank you.
Nandy Campbell on Twitter says she went to law school at age 33, never too old to follow your passion.
All right. We got Elizabeth. Elizabeth is 40. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Don't tell me you're a SoundCloud rapper now.
No, she wants to go back to college because you actually want to intern at a radio station, too.
I wanted to, and what happened with me is I got really fat. I was fat for over 10 years, and believe it or not, there's a lot of image, and then I just gave up on my dreams, but I recently lost 53 pounds, and I was like, I felt like I can do whatever I want.
There you go.
And I asked my husband. He's very supportive. So I already have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, which
when you go to college at 18, 19, you just pick a, you don't know what you want to do. You just do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, back then CSI and all that stuff was big, but I always looked up to Angie Martinez. I'm Dominican, so she's a Latina in the culture. Always wanted to do that. So I got my husband backing me up. I just applied for a new media journalism master's degree, and that's the way to do it. Okay. I mean, you have to be in college to get an
Congratulations, baby.
Internship.
That's dope. This is an amazing story because you went to college, gained a freshman 10, then you later on in life, you gained a freshman 100. This is amazing.
No, she lost the weight, and now she's going back to school. And you know what? Listen to Angie Martinez in the afternoon, because I think she has a program where she's trying to get interns in. But, you know, it's going to be hard. You're going to have to do a lot of the things that you probably are not going to want to do.
At 40.
At 40. Food orders, research, all
which
that.
I'm willing to do. As a matter of fact,
we know you're good at food orders, but what else?
Shut up.
I live in Miami area, so I got connected through one of my friends with DJ EFN. I talked to him last week. I just started my own podcast. I just recorded my first episode this weekend. iTunes, I guess it takes a couple of days for them to approve it, but I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to start podcasting. I'm just going to just be out there. I'm talking to the people that are in the industry and do whatever I have to do.
All right, so you familiar with Twitter, Instagram?
She's only 40. Stop it, bro. What are you talking about?
All right, thank you, mama.
She's your age. What are you talking about?
Make it sure. Yeah. All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Stella. Now, Stella, our 33-year-old intern, she followed her dreams. Now, we're asking about yours. Have you gave up on your dreams, but you're like, F that. I'm getting back to it.
Yeah, you went back.
Call
like
us
Stella
back.
Did.
Right now, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kendrick Lamar with Humble. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we have Stella here. Stella is our intern. She's 33 years old.
I just found that out this morning. But she has a reason. You know, her mother got sick when she was young, and she had to delay a lot of her dreams to take care of the family. Mm-hmm. So now she's back in college, and the only criteria for being an intern at The Breakfast Club is you have to be in college. And Stella fits that criteria, and she's here.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. So we're asking if there are other people out there who are in the same position as Stella. Blue Luck on Twitter says, leave Stella alone, see to God. I'm 35 and just started an apprenticeship with DJ Envy. I'm his tight pants purchaser. And he put hashtag never too old.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't have a tight pants purchaser, but maybe if I did.
Just telling you what this guy told me.
It was a guy. Or maybe yes. maybe I would hire him. I don't know. But anyway, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. Now, you can't be anonymous. You took 3 years off after having a child. Now you're going back to school because you want to be a teacher?
Yes, I do want to be a teacher. That is my dream. That's my goal in life. And I just want to show my son, like, it doesn't matter, like, what happens or what goes on. You can do whatever you want if you just put your mind to it. Just follow your dreams. Like, I really do want to be a teacher. I just have two more semesters left. And I was explaining to someone before that, you know, after I had my son, I took off for like 3 years to get a job and get settled. And now I feel like I'm at a place where I'm able to go back to school and I just want to finish and try to pursue my dream, yeah.
Okay. Well, but I mean, you know what, though? That's not a crazy profession to pursue at an old age.
What,
though.
Teacher?
Teacher, nah.
Might be kind of difficult, though, going back to school and going back to that school process.
I guess that's what it's really all about. I guess it's really about, you know, how can you focus and discipline yourself enough at a certain age to, like, be a student again?
How dedicated you are. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name's Cooper.
Hey, Cooper. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Did you have to go back and pursue your dream?
Yeah, when I was young. So a lot of parallels to what Stella said. My mother was a single parent, 3 kids, but I was the youngest. So when I was 15, I moved out. I was working 2 full-time jobs, and I wasn't able to finish high school on time. I went back and finished high school, then went right to work, and then years later, here I am, I'm back in college at the age of 28. Now I'm 30, and I'm starting an entry-level position in law enforcement.
There you go. Thank you, bro.
I respect it.
You know, I know a lot of people that actually want to go back to be police officers or to go to law enforcement. The sad thing about it is they have an age criteria. I think the age criteria is 34 if you want to be in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people go back to school and take things off their record, and it makes it difficult for a lot of people.
I respect Stella, and the reason I respect Stella because when she first said she was a 33-year intern, I'm like, huh? How? I'm like, I need to talk to her about that because I need to know. I know that it's a story behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I respect the fact that you haven't given up on your dream.
That's correct.
And I am the type of person that will tell you F your dreams, but due to your circumstances, I understand why your dream was delayed.
And I thank you for asking and for, you know, inquiring, because normally you don't, like, volunteer that information, mm-hmm. but it definitely does play a role on people's perceptions of you, especially in the work environment. So,
oh, he's still that way.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's cool.
But I like Stella. See, I already know Stella. Like, right. I actually like Stella. I liked Stella before I knew she was a 33-year-old intern.
Wow. Right.
But what's the moral of the story, Stella? What would you tell people out there?
I would say that, you know, keep it, always be realistic, right? But if you feel like 100% without any doubt that you have this special thing that you're like really, really good at, or you feel that you can see yourself doing for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
don't let anything hold you back, especially not time, because time is relative, right?
Okay.
There you go, Stella.
All right, we got to talk about Little Duval. Somebody broke his ankles over the weekend. We'll get to it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. No, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Angela Yee had to run out. She's going to speak at a school this morning, so she's out of here. So we'll hold down the rumor. So let's get into it. Let's talk Cardi B.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Club. All right, now all my Cardi B fans, I know you're here for this, Charlamagne. Cardi B announced that she is dropping her debut album in October.
That'd be very smart. She's on Atlantic Records. Mm-hmm. She has Bodak Yellow. Bodak Yellow is on fire. You know, I don't want Cardi to end up being one of those situations where she's got like one song, even though she has two bodies of work out there with the Gangsta Bitch music mixtapes, but now is the time for Cardi to drop an album.
She says she's dropping an album in October. She didn't say the name of it yet, but she also released a Spanish version of Bodak Yellow recently, which is climbing the charts as well.
I think that's very smart on Atlantic Records' part to drop that album now. Why not?
Also, shout to the homie Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap was in Jersey, and he was giving kids money to buy school clothes, school supplies, and book bags. So he just found random kids on the street and just gave them cash. So that's always a good look to give back.
It would be dope, too, if he gave out glasses with just one frame in them and glasses and just one contact lens to people. That'd be dope, too. Salute to Fetty Wap.
My goodness. And also, lastly, shout to Little Duval. Over the weekend, he had a little accident. He was playing basketball at Luda Weekend. They had a celebrity basketball game. And John Wall, basketball player that plays for the Washington Wizards, broke his ankles. Like, it was bad. Like, horrible. Fell on the floor. Damn, they looked embarrassing. Did you speak to him after that?
I texted him. You know what I mean? I mean, listen, the thing didn't bother me simply because Duval's 5 feet tall going up against an NBA all-star like John Wall. Like, what do you expect to happen? And he's a comedian. He made us laugh. He made us chuckle. And he's supposed to be the court jester in that situation. But you think he's going to steal the ball and then dunk on John Wall?
That's what I wanted to happen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that would happen in NBA jams in the 90s, not in real life.
Well, we have Duval on the line. Duval, what up?
What y'all set me up for this time?
Now, we heard there was a case of broken ankles, man. What the hell happened?
He pushed me. Y'all saw clearly in the footage. He pushed me.
John Wall ain't push you, bruh. First of all, I don't know why everybody tripping. You 5 feet tall going up against an NBA all-star. What do you think supposed to happen?
Hey, man, I thought we were just supposed to have a good time. Herman is headed for Florida. How about that? Herman headed for Florida. They send prayers. To keep people alert. How about that? Y'all got y'all minds on the wrong thing.
So have you spoken to John Wall since he did that to you, sir?
No, I've been calling to everybody in the Bahamas because everybody in the Bahamas got to get ready if they want to come up to Atlanta and chill with me. That's what I've been calling people about for hurricane.
Oh, you about to turn your house going to be a shelter for people in need?
No, it's going to have to because this thing for real, though. It's going to get chemical size. It's going to mess up stuff for real, though.
Yeah, all of a sudden you care about social issues because John Wall had you sliding across the damn basketball court. Oh, okay.
Nah, I care because I got real family in Bahamas. That's why I care.
You ain't no fun this morning, man.
I know I ain't. Yeah. This won't make it on tape.
I'm going to call you later, man.
Little Duval, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now that was your rumor report. Now, the mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy 800-585-1051 for your requests. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.